Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to What's Hot Rockin' Pod Recap on Pantheon Podcast Network, part of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast series. I'm Danny Myers, that is Alon Fong, and we are pumped, we are psyched, we just got back from Rockin' Pod. Alon, what is Rockin' Pod?
Dude, what a blast. It's a good time is what it is. You take rock and roll, you take a bunch of podcasts together, throw in some comedians, comic books, pop culture stuff. It was amazing. Nashville is a great town, great place to have it in. Much love and props to Chris Sinzak and his whole team, Tracy McAndrews, Andy Connors, Aaron Camaro. Thank you. And all the volunteers, you guys kicked ass. It was just a great time. 80 plus podcasts all set up doing interviews. It was like a big press junket. We got to interview some amazing rock artists, comedians, and I'm really proud and excited for y'all to hear these shows. I mean, they were a blast. Everyone was so gracious with their time, and it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, we had in an 8-hour period, we did 9 15-minute interviews. We did one educational panel, and we moderated a panel with Bob Chiappardi. So we were a couple of busy creatures up there.
Yes, we were.
This was in Nashville, and what happened is, see, we got signed up to do this, and then they give you a list of all the artists that are going to be there, and you just say, okay, yeah, I want this person, this person, this person. They send it off to them, and we were not expecting to get as many people accept us as did. So, yeah, we ended up with 9, and that was a lot of interviews set up. So what's Hot Rockin' Pod Recap is, that's a tongue twister there. I never realized that. Okay, what this is we're going to play our interviews that we did with the artists, and we're going to space these out a week apart. We've got 9 artists to bring to you. They're all listed on our website, whatshotitsc.com. But today, we are going to go with Eric Martin of Mr. Big. And I just want to remind you, if you're thinking, man, Eric Martin, Mr. Big, that sounds familiar. This song, right? Yeah, and before we play the interview, I gotta smack myself in the face or whatever, because I had one of the funniest screw-ups in this show. So I wanted to play that clip as we were introducing Eric, but my sound card wasn't working right, and so I went to hit play, and it wouldn't play. So then I tried to sing the line, but I couldn't exactly remember what the melody was to the line, and I just blew it, and he made fun of me over that. So
that was fun. Good moment for our fans, for the listeners. It's entertaining. And by the way, kind of like Extreme with More Than Words, this is a rock band, so don't let the pop acoustic thing fool you. They had great rock songs. Billy Sheehan on bass, Paul Gilbert on guitar, a bunch of shred heads, Pat Torpey on drums, you know, Addicted to That Rush, Colorado Bulldog, Father, Brother, Mother, Lover, Little Boy, not Mother, there's no mother in there, but lots of hits from the late 80s, early 90s, and they were a musician's band, so meaning musicians loved them, great players. Eric's had a great soulful voice, and he's a hell of a personality. He's a lot of fun to interview.
Yeah, he was. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this. We had about a 15-minute interview with Eric Martin of Mr. Big, and let's go ahead and run that. Hey, we are here at Rockin' Pod, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. You know the song by Mr. Big, I Want to Be With You.
I want to be with you. I think that's more raspberries that you just did right there.
Yeah.
I want to be with you. No, mine is I'm the one, but who cares at this point?
I'm the one who wants to. I had it queued up, but for some reason my sound card won't play it. Why? Is it going to go?
We're not going to have you sing it.
We'll
butcher it for you. We'll butcher it for you.
Anyway.
I'm cursed. It's okay. Let's start again.
Me.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Okay, boys, stop it. It sounds like the boys' choir. Don't do it. And there's no harmony either. You guys are right. You suck.
Unison.
You can only sing Happy Birthday, and that's it.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. And Auld Lang Syne, but you're allowed to be drunk when you sing Auld Lang Syne.
Well, you have to be. That's right. A prerequisite.
Nobody sings that song sober.
Nobody does. Yeah.
So we've got Eric Martin from Mr. Big. I wanted to give you this whole big intro. And you're here with us today. And we got to watch you perform last night at Rare Hair. And unbelievable, man.
Thank you, bro.
The energy that you still have. I mean, you look like a kid. And you look like a little 25-year-old kid up there on stage, you know, just having fun. And I mean,
I still do, yeah.
You do. I can tell. I mean, I can tell you're not faking the fun. You are having fun.
I love my gig. Yeah. I love it. Look, I don't want to bring it down doom and gloom stuff, but like those COVID years, looking up at the mirror every day and going, you fat so-and-so, you know, you need to do something. And I couldn't wait to come back on the road again. But like now, I got so much energy.
You appreciate it, right?
I thought last night was great.
It
was kind of weird that actually Bob Berryhill and the Safaris played Wipeout before I came out. But I kind of come out right out of the gate. It was a little weird. But you know, a lot of good rock and roll last night.
Yeah.
Way too many beers for me.
That's all right. How do you keep, I used to be a singer. How do you keep your voice? Like alcohol drives me out. My voice?
Yeah, well, I don't do it well. Like, I mean, I did it last night a little bit, but I'm going to South America in like three days.
Mr. Big, right? Like the whole...
No.
Oh, that's coming
solo
up,
tour, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Mr. Big thing, that's coming. But
that's Asia and stuff.
That's going to be Asia, all over Asia, and then January, February, or March of next year is United States, Europe, and South America. But this trip that I'm going on here is a little South American trip, but awesome. Yeah, there won't be any drinking or there won't be any that kind of thing because there's... way too many shows in a row.
Right.
And how do I keep it going? It used to be, you know, Guinness beer and true love. But that's not happening anymore. It's just water. And sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't get my 7 or 8 hours, I'm toast.
Your voice is toast.
Yeah.
Now, I met you back in 91 on the first Mr. Big Tour at the Newport in Columbus, Ohio, by Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew the stage manager, so you and I actually went to eat next door.
I
was in college. I was a 21-year-old kid. And you would, the funniest
Elon.
Part of the story. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Forever. How you been, brother?
Dude.
I had hair then.
You had the grand slam.
Yeah. But what's funny about it is the thing I picked, the inner ear monitors had just been invented, and you got your first pair, and you were telling me about it.
I slightly remember that because you remember that it was this guy that invented it. His name was Stephen Ambrose.
Yeah.
And he did it for Stevie Wonder. Do you kind of remember
this?
Is it bringing it back?
Yeah, totally.
In between, the potatoes and the...
Yeah,
and
you showed me them, and I'm like, wow. And you were very encouraging to a young singer, so that was awesome.
Oh, right on.
And I loved, and you are a blue-eyed soul guy. You got a lot of soul, a lot of groove in your voice. And all my favorite singers are like Corey Glover and Terrence Trent D'Arby and Stevie Wonder and Sam Cooke and blah, blah, blah. But I'm a rock guy, right?
Let's just hang out all day.
Let's do it.
Talk.
But I remember I go, how much are those? She's like, oh, about $5,000. And this is in 1991 because they'd just been invented.
Oh, my God. And nowadays, it's all compact. You know, even like the pack itself is, you can fit it into your pocket. But the one I had, it was like the mad scientist.
So cool.
It was like the starship had to be flown in, you know.
I told all my friends about it. They didn't believe me. They're like, there's no such thing.
I had it. I think I have it. For sale over there. I have it.
The original one?
Everybody's got like a little booth.
With the earwax?
Yeah.
Your laundry
the
over there.
The earwax is sold separately.
Separately, yeah. In Japan, they'll love that.
Japan. Yeah, right.
So another question, to follow up on kind of what you said earlier, you've been doing this a long time, and the market for rock has changed. It's more singles driven now because of Spotify and streaming and all that stuff.
Oh, man, you're going to depress me right now.
No, but the question is, do you seek out... How do you keep your creative fire going? Do you still want to produce new music? Or are you happy just, knowing your audience will find you? Or are you worried about finding a new audience and, kind of...
Yes. No.
You're one of those guys.
No, I'm not one of those guys. I haven't done a record in a while since, Mr. Big. I mean, probably like 5 years ago.
Which I bought.
And what?
I bought
Which
it. I'm
you
a huge fan.
You bought Defying Gravity?
Yes.
Awesome. But I don't... Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do another Mr. Big album because I enjoyed Defying, but I don't want that to be the end. Since this is the big finish,
right.
I'd like to have, I think we got another better one in us. And I'd like to produce more music, with Mr. Big. But I don't really think about it as much. I think more about the touring. I mean, I still have I used to say this, you know, I'm on the endless Mama Needs a New Pair of Shoes right. tour, but I'm no longer married, so it's my children. I got, you know, twin 18-year-old boys who go to college, so that's a never-ending. I mean, you're digging deep in the pockets for that.
Well, that's
so
what I'm saying.
It's the touring. It's not so much the records because of the, you know, the shambles of the record companies now.
I was going to say, you know, world. At some point, it changes and becomes a career, a job, right? Because, like I was going to say, you probably have a wife, kids, a mortgage. Like, you
grow
up.
A couple wives.
Right, there you go, a couple wives.
Sorry.
But the kids, too, right? And so, like, my son's in college right now, and I'm paying for that. And, like, you know, so at some point, you have to keep touring, but do you still enjoy touring? Like, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I can't get enough of it. You're just saying, you know, oh, you're going out with Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Not yet. I got South America doing a solo thing with. Some of it's with Jeff Scott Soto.
Oh, I know Jeff,
Yeah, great guy.
Great singer, too.
Great singer, great, nice guy, taller than, the tallest building. And then I'm going to Germany right after that. I'm a part of a rock opera I've been with for 9 years called Avantasia.
Mm.
I know, Avantasia. No, nobody skates. Nobody skates.
It's roller skates.
German power metal band
fronted
by this guy, Tobias Sammet. And he has 6 to 7 singers from around the world.
Wow.
Me, Jeff Tate, Michael Kiske, Helloween. It's all pretty metal. Ronnie Atkins from Pretty Maids. Guys.
You have a different vibe compared to those guys.
Oh, dude, I'm in the metal world now. I don't know what happened. You should see when I come back at, like, catering and these huge festivals like Wacken in Germany, 90,000 people. I'm in catering, and it's like... you know that scene where Werewolves of London, where the guy walks in the old Irish bar and everybody drinks and they just, like, everybody stops and a glass falls and they look over? That's me. They're all looking at me going, what's he doing here?
What's Hot Rockin' Pod Recap? Danny Myers, Alan Fong. We will be right back with the second half of our interview with Eric Martin of Mr. Big right after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Ricky Rackman, and you're... Oh, hold on, let me do it as a strip club DJ voice, okay? Hey, everybody, this is Ricky Rackman, and over here on stage 3, you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network, and now you know why I was never a DJ in a strip club.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Okay, welcome back to a What's Hot Rockin' Pod Recaps. Part two of our interview with Eric Martin.
They're all looking at me going, what's he doing here?
He's the to be with you guy.
Totally. Like, and then...
Is Gary Sharon walking in next? They got to do a new harmony together?
Wow. Yeah, I love... Yeah.
Great singer too, by the way.
Great, great singer and dancer. Anyway.
Yeah. Touché.
But I've been doing this thing for 9 years. When That's I first fun. Started, I was like, what the hell am I doing here? Yeah. And I fit right in, man. I mean, they kind of look at me like, at first, they kind of go, what?
You're not true meta.
Yeah, right? Hey, like Randy Jackson said, you can sing the phone book, Eric Martin. I've heard
him
sing. So,
yeah, you know. He's good.
People. I used to sing with Just Got Soto. I used to jump up when he was in the Boogie Nights. So in the grand medley at the end, I used to jump up with those guys.
That's kind of where I first met him.
Okay. In Phoenix.
Paul Gilbert was getting married at Disneyland.
Wow.
In Anaheim.
Okay.
Right? And Boogie Nights, he hired Boogie Nights to play. So and I saw Jeff Scott Soto, and I'm like, hey, what? Just the same thing. Like, it's like,
right?
Yngwie Malmsteen and now Disneyland?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So what's next? So we talked a little bit about new... Oh, I got to ask this as a Mr. Big fan. Rest in peace, Mr. Pat Torpe.
Right.
Have you guys announced who the new drummer is or not yet? That's
yeah.
the hush. Okay, I've been wondering about that.
Well, we put out a press release.
I missed it.
And I have not talked now I'm all nervous, podcast kind of thing. And I would love to... Yeah, his name is... Now, this is going to be really hard to say because Pat Torpe was so easy. He rolled right off the tongue. The secret weapon, Pat Torpe. This kid's great name drummer. Is Nick DiVirgilio.
DiVirgilio.
DiVirgilio. So, I'm so guess on stage, Italian. It'll be Nicky D.
Nicky yeah. D. There you go. Yeah. Nicky D.
Nick plays, and he's a really good friend of Paul Gilbert's.
Okay.
I think he played on some of Paul Gilbert's
solo stuff.
Solo
set. Shred yeah. stuff, yeah.
He played in a Prague.
Oh, so
I don't
he's a
know
monster
anything
drummer.
Of the prog
yeah, I get
thing,
it. He's one of those
Spock's
like
beard.
Mike Mangini both
yeah, oh, yeah,
ways.
Have you ever heard of that band, Spock's Beard? They've been around for a while.
It.
So when Paul said I really like this guy, he's a great drummer and a great singer, just like Pat Torpe.
Good.
He loves Pat Torpe, he loves the sound. That if you gotta have that snare crack. You gotta
yeah,
have
yeah.
you know it yeah. So anyway, this kid went out and he took one of our songs from Lean Into It. It's called Lucky This Time.
Great song.
I know. I knew this would never go for 15 minutes. You're talking to Mr. Big Mouth, man.
No,
I can't
we're
shut
10
up.
Minutes. We're good.
So,
we're good.
So
we got 4 minutes left.
So the guy goes and makes his own recording of Lucky This Time, a song off the Lean Into It album, and he plays drums on it, and then he sings lead on it, and he sings harmony
wow.
on it. And then he sends it to us like, oh, man, hands down, red carpet.
So if you lose your voice, you can just be like, well, lip sync with him singing.
First,
it'll
I,
be like Dean
I
Castronovo,
know.
Right?
Oh, and I love Dean, too. I pushed for Dean. And this man, Dean and I were talking pretty much every day. He is one of my heroes.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, but Nick's got the gig. And
awesome.
Nick, after listening to this, actually, when I first heard it, I went, he wants to audition for drummer, right? Hey, I'm sorry, son. I got this gig.
Yeah, there's no Mr. Big without Eric Martin. I got news for you.
That's true.
Yeah.
How is it, as a singer, it's got to be great having that sort of musicianship, Billy Sheehan, Paul Gilbert, and now this guy. I mean, monster musicians. They can all sing.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
But they're regular guys, too. People ask me this all the time. They go, what's it like to hang out with gods? I'm like, we ball.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Well, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I know Paul Gilbert, not personally, but like he was from Greensburg, I think, right?
Yeah, Greensburg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So I know I've heard of him growing up.
Greensburg,
and all that stuff.
Richie Cotson from Reading.
Yep. Yeah. Red Beach is from Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
My buddy Nick Catney is a really good friend of mine from Pittsburgh.
I went to Gettysburg when I was younger.
It's close. It's Pennsylvania. That'll work. Right. But I was going to say, as a singer, it's got to be great to have that music bed and, like, you can kind of improv, and they're going to be fine if
they
you want to change melodies or whatever.
They can do anything. When I first walked in the rehearsal studio back in 1989, everybody knew every type of song, any which way but loose. You know, like, they go, what do you want to do? I don't know, Jackson 5? You know, or Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
You know, Pat played with The Knack.
I didn't
before
know that.
Mr. Big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had that, the drummer, but then, you know, he left, and then Pat played with The Knack for years, so I think we played Mike Sharona.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know,
song.
Yeah.
You have a great Chris. I did not know about the Van Halen thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Is this true? I read something that you almost auditioned with Van Halen. You actually flew out there to do the audition.
Yeah.
So tell me the story.
That's my dream
you know
gig.
If you've read it.
I read it.
And you read, oh, what happened?
I want to hear it from you. From you. Yeah. Because okay. I don't believe when other people say things.
Oh, no.
I
it was me that said it. I'll say it again. I don't want to say it again. And hopefully this is it. I'm so embarrassed right now. But, yeah, he called my house. And he left a couple machines. First of all, he called my house and left a message.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he's going to call me back. He's like, I'm going to Palm Springs. He goes, this is Edward Van Halen. I'm going to Palm Springs. I'll call you back. And when he did call back, I had one of those, like a little transistor thing with a blue suction cup, and I put it to the telephone.
Oh.
And I'm talking to him, and I was so nervous. And on the recording message, just him going.
And I'm going,
remember when you played yes. Monsters of Rock and Donnie? I was there.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah, I was.
I would have geeked out. I was going to ask you, did you geek out?
Because totally Van Halen is, dude.
They got me into music.
I think I piddled.
Yeah, right?
You know?
So Van Halen could have had you as the singer.
Well.
You said no, right? You turned him down?
I didn't say no or turn him down. I kind of chicken shit it out.
Oh.
I got a little too scared. I was thinking, you know, the cool buzz thing to say when I was on the radio was, you know, those are mighty big clown shoes to fill.
Yeah.
You know, but no, when I went down there and I was at the Sportsman's Lodge right down the street from where he lives up in Coldwater Canyon, you know, 51, I've been up there a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, for other things. And I met him a bunch of times, so he just didn't remember. But he goes, well, are you coming? It was a rainy day. It was, like, gloomy. I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I have singer guys that, hey, look, it's not, no, not everybody can do it. I've toured with Mr. Big and Extreme before. We went to Australia, and I was talking to Gary about that, and he goes, you would have been great. You know, yeah. And I go, no, but you did it. You sucked it up, buddy. Balls of steel.
Yeah, right.
Me, I kind of chickened out. Yeah.
You just didn't want to do the jump
split off
the drum
riser.
Good story.
Thanks, for bringing that up.
You just didn't want to do the jump split off the drum riser. Just admit it.
You know, I was worried.
The toe touch?
Yeah. I was very ambidextrous back in the day. Yeah, not so much anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was, I did chicken out, but I thought that, you know, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do it now.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. You know, all that kind of stuff. But, and I could sing it, but, you know, I didn't know if they wanted, he really liked my voice. Actually, he loved my voice. This is what he says to me on the record. On the
voicemail?
Answer machine.
Yeah, machine.
And he goes, Danny Korchmar, this producer guy, Danny Korchmar and Greg Ladani, that produced Don Henley's records.
Okay.
They produced my solo records in Capitol. And Cooch is the name, right? Cooch gave Eddie the record, and he goes, hey, kid, I love your voice. I hate your record. Yeah. And you know what I said on this transition?
What?
You're right. You're right. It does suck.
There you go.
That's awesome.
They're giving us the cut.
Yeah, no, we right, would man. Love to talk to you all day. Thanks all for
right.
coming on.
All right. You guys have a great day talking to all the big rock stars.
Yeah, man.
All right.
We got it. Thank you.
See you, boys.
So, Alon, I know Eric Martin was like number one on your list of people that you wanted, really, really wanted. You said, God, we gotta get this guy. And I think you were really excited when we got that email from Tracy that we had him. What was going through your mind? Why are you such an Eric Martin fan?
Well, I was a fan of the band from the jump. I remember when the album came out, I saw him like in the interview. I mentioned how I met him the first time. I was like 19, 20 years old at Ohio State in my freshman or sophomore year of college. They played the headline, the Newport Music Hall, which is a famous live music venue here in Columbus. It's one of the last standing rock clubs that's been around for decades. And so I had a unique story, which he actually seemed to remember it based on the unique facts of that, how we met, you know, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited to see, A, if he remembered, if I could jiggle his memory wires and get him to remember. And then again, he's just a big influence on me as a singer. He was very encouraging when I met him and talked to him back then. And so it's cool to finally meet him as an adult, not a kid, and just see where he is and all that stuff. So it was a lot of fun interviewing him.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I can't wait to do Rockin' Pod again next year, man. We get set up. Yeah, I got all the equipment. I'm ready to go, man. I still haven't really unpacked it. You know, I kind of did a little makeshift thing to do the show, but my living room is still a mess, man.
So podcast conventions, if you need someone good, we're available.
Yes, we are. So here's what's going on. This show, as you're listening to it now, it dropped on March 28th. Every Tuesday for about the next 9-10 weeks, we've got our interviews we're going to be dropping. Next week is going to be Steve Blaze from Lillian Axe, hell of a guitar player. After that, it'll be Craig Gass, funny as fuck comedian. Man, he was hilarious. He was such a great interview as well. Then one of my favorite to meet was Matt Dice. He used to play with CKY, and now he's back with All That Remains. Phenomenal band right there. Courtney Cronin Dold. What did you call her in that interview?
Robin. I had Robin in my head when I sat down. Well, I was doing an interview, so I was late. So I was coming running back in, and on top of my head, I just heard Robin. Her name's Robin. I didn't look at the card. So yeah. That was my funny screw up of the day.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to drop that one too. So Courtney, and she took it, you know, like a comedian would.
Yes,
we had Boots and Cage from a band called River Ghost, which is a, what would you call it, Southern rock?
Blues rock band out of Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, they were really good. We had the voice of Jem from Jem and the Holograms, Samantha Newark, who is also a singer, and that one floored me.
And... man, talk about that woman has worked with legends of music, of acting. Like, wait till you hear all the people she's worked with. It's insane.
Yeah, and I won't tell you that I sang a duet with her on the show because you probably won't listen. But no, we sang an old Mac Davis song together. Tyson Leslie, this guy was amazing. I had never heard of him before. We saw him play at Rare Hair. He played bass, he played guitar, he played some keys. Phenomenal guy. He is also the keyboard player for the all-female band Vixen. Yes, I said he is the keyboard player for the all-female band Vixen. And because Vixen always has one male person as a keyboard player. And we're going to talk about his possible chance he almost got to play bass for Steel Panther. That would have been sweet.
Ooh. Yeah, what a talented cat. I mean...
yeah.
He plays drums, too, and he sings, and he's just super talented. Nice guy.
And then we're going to close it out with a rock journalist who's got so many amazing freaking stories. Metal Dave Glessner is going to be on the show as well.
Yeah,
so
cool.
All of this is at our website, whatshotitsc.com.
I dropped the wall. I wanted to mention, for our international listeners, if you're in Brazil, Eric Martin is playing in Sao Paulo the March 22nd. He'll be in Brazil, and then where else is he going? Argentina, I think. Peru, kind of all over in South America from March 22nd to April 13th. And then he joins his Mr. Big bandmates as they're doing a reunion tour in Asia. Let me go back to those dates real quick. So, yes, Mr. Big with Paul Gilbert and Billy Sheehan on bass, Paul Gilbert on guitar, and a new drummer, which he gave us the name of his drummer in our interview, so you got to listen to that. But they will be in Nagoya, Japan, starting July 20th, then going to Osaka, Tokyo, Seoul, Korea, Hong Kong, China, Taipei, Taiwan, Singapore, Bangkok, Thailand, Manila in the Philippines, and finishing things up on August 12th, about 4 weeks later, in Kemayoran, Jakarta.
Where?
And then... he says at the end of it, US, UK, EU, and South American leg for Mr. Big in early 2024. Stay tuned. So Mr. Big is hitting, doing the whole world tour thing all the way through 2024.
All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, Behind the Curtain, Strip Club Hall of Fame, and this one, Rockin' Pod Recap, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.